This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Health.
Home economics is becoming a thing of the past. Most kids aren't learning basic cooking skills at school, and they certainly aren't sitting in a classroom studying where food comes from. According to the Center for Science and the Public Interest, elementary students nationwide get an average of just 3.4 hours of nutrition and food education each year. Numerous studies have shown that eating habits are established early in life. If we want to arm kids with enough information to make healthy choices, we have to give them the right tools. Advocates are pushing for mandatory food education in school curriculums nationwide, but until that day comes, there are some really exciting food education programs going on around us. Let's take a peek at a few of those programs in New York City.
New York Songworks has developed a science curriculum, K through 5, that covers all the mandated science standards, but instead of using kits or whatever they've been using before, they actually use all the systems in our greenhouses to do hands-on farm-based projects and cover all the standards through that way. And then in middle school, we've created intensive modular units. So we have 5 different ones, and they focus on different things. Like, one focuses on urban farming, where the kids end up building their own hydroponic systems. One is on the oceans, one is on health and nutrition, and one is on sustainable building materials and urban planning. So there's all these different ways we try to use our programming and our greenhouses to connect to their community and their world.
That was Cecil Roberts, the co-founder of the Greenhouse Project, an initiative of New York Sunworks and its director of development. As Cecil told us, the nonprofit organization builds greenhouse project labs in urban schools to educate students on the science of sustainability. The New York Botanical Garden is a leader in garden-based education for kids and teachers. We spoke with Toby Adams, director of the Edible Academy at the New York Botanical Gardens, about their gardening workshops, where 7,000 school kids get their hands dirty by planting, harvesting, and tasting their way through the season. Teachers involved with their own school gardens can attend educational workshops or use online curriculum guides. Toby told us about the Botanical Garden's outdoor kitchen used for cooking demonstrations.
During the cooking demonstrations, we feature plants that are maturing at that season. We've changed recipes. We show how the plants are prepared into the recipe and highlight different kitchen techniques, kitchen tools that are child-friendly and are basically hopefully inspiring families to cook together and taking advantage of the produce that may be at hand in their backyard garden or in a market.
From hands-on cooking classes at farmers markets to school gardens to hydroponic labs, we celebrate New York City's many innovative food education methods. Here's to educating the next generation of eaters. To hear more from Toby Adams and Cecil Roberts on food education, check out the Just Food Conference on April 5th and 6th, 2014. For more information, go to www.justfood.org. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Leah Eden.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org is a 501c3 nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To find out more and donate, visit our website at HeritageRadioNetwork.org or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, iTunes, and Stitcher for more. The songs used in this piece are It's Cold and Beautiful by Magical Mistakes and Closed Doors by Make Good. Thanks for listening.